I'm joined by the author, Lawrence Edwards. Thank you for joining us today, Lawrence.
Thank you very much, Emily, for having me here.
Now, you've written a book about domestic abuse and domestic violence. Can I ask you what prompted you to write a book on that very tricky subject?
Yeah, back in the day, my grandparents, before I was actually born, my grandfather was a successful businessman. He made the mistake of putting his money into a bank. Back in those days, the bank went bankrupt. He lost his money. He had six children to support. At one stage, he had a nanny. Basically, he started drinking, and it got worse and worse, and eventually ended up with my grandparents splitting up, mainly financial reasons, I believe. So that's why I really got involved with it. Also, a lot of my friends over the course of the last decade or so have been involved with domestic violence themselves, and some in a very, very harsh way. My main reason for writing the book was to try and alert people to the mistakes and try to avoid making the mistake of getting involved in a domestic violence situation in the first place. I also saw a need for charities obviously to raise more money for some charities. A couple of the charities I really want to give proceeds for the book for are Refuge, Women's Aid and Solace. But I would like to hear from any of your listeners, Emily, with any ideas of local charities in the South West London and Surrey areas. If you go to my website, domesticviolenceandabuse.com, you can contact me through there.
Excellent. And can I ask, what are the most common signs of domestic abuse that you can make our listeners aware of?
Sorry, Emily, can you repeat that again? Sorry.
Yeah, of course. So can I ask, what are the most common signs of domestic abuse? Because it comes in many guises, I know, but lots of our listeners have heard the term, but perhaps don't know really what domestic abuse and domestic violence is all about. Could you tell us what are the most common signs of those difficult relationships?
Yeah, the book, I mean, if you go onto my website, domesticviolenceandabuse.com, you'll actually see the foreword, and that's quite informative in itself. Various chapters. Chapter 2 is understanding domestic violence and abuse, the forbidden subject. If I go through all the chapters, Emily, I mean, it becomes the frightening statistics that are actually involved with domestic violence and abuse. There's an average time that a person will be assaulted around about 35 times before they actually get the police involved. Okay. Originally spotting the signs, and that is covered in Chapter 7, Coercive Control, when domestic violence is hard to spot. It's basically very much, domestic violence can happen to anyone. There's no discrimination. Don't have the mindset that it won't happen to me. It's hard to spot. The abuser is wanting to take control. And when the abuse starts, it's gradual, and in some cases, very hard to notice. It's only once you're sucked in, it's near impossible to escape. You lose your self-confidence, and the abuser can manipulate you in a subtle way and alienate you from your family and your friends. And as we all know, Emily, no one has the right to abuse anyone. The statistics, back in 2017, a staggering 50,000 women around the world were killed by their partner.
Now, I'd like to talk to you about the charities that you are looking to support with this book, because you've written it and you'd like to give a percentage of the profits to charity, which is a very noble thing to do. What charities are you looking to support with this book?
Certainly. I'm basically, as I said earlier, Emily, trying to raise about £250,000 for charities. Now, I want to go over that figure. Basically giving to Refuge, Women's Aid, and an aid charity called Solace. But as I say, I'd like to hear from the listeners with any ideas of local charities in the South West London and Surrey areas.
And why are those charities so very important to you?
Why? Because I think we need to put a lot more money into this particular sphere. If you're looking, I think the latest debate at the moment, we're raging on about the foreign aid budget, which is all good and well. But we have to start looking at our own citizens and sorting out our own problems. And domestic violence is at the top of our list now.